The scenic island of Bekwe will come alive this weekend with the staging of the Bekwe Music Festival. Running from January 24th to February 1st, the festival will showcase an impressive lineup of local, regional, and international artists spanning performances from various musical genres. Deputy Director of the Bekwe Music Festival, Kirk Dawson, says the festival will kick off this weekend with a gospel concert dubbed Lifted in Worship.
It's going to be a 9-day festival this year. And this year is actually the 20th running of the festival. It's kind of like a rebirth of the festival this year. And we've increased the number of days for the festival. Usually it would be a 4-to-5-day festival. This year we are actually increasing it to 9 days and introducing gospel for the first time into the festival arena. So this Saturday, September the 24th, will be the gospel event, themed Lifted in Worship. And this year, your very own Bridget Bucha will be performing. And it is wonderful to have her to have agreed to be part of the festival and come and bless the festival this year. So there'll be Bridget, and then there's another superstar from Little Jamaica, Petra Key. She is with us too as well, and she's in for a very good time exploring and experiencing the culture and diversity of St. Vincent.
Dawson says the festival will embrace the island's rich cultural heritage while promoting local talent.
We have free events that we are offering to the general public. So on Sunday, there's a free event at Keegan. On Monday, there's a free event at Provision Restaurant. And then on Tuesday, there's a next free event at Point Lounge Restaurant as well. We have created a mandate that we're giving back to the community, and we're trying to expose more of the Vincentian culture and artists to the general public. So within these free events, people will get the opportunity to come and mix and mingle and see local and international talent all in one pot. On Wednesday, however, there's a jazz event, Taste of Jazz, which is at The Reef, and that you will see local sensation Ultimate Five paired with a band out of Canada. And then on Thursday, we will be featuring Arturo Toppin from Barbados, along with Chiron Baptiste and other acts as well. And then on Friday, we have an all-DJ cast, and that will feature the best of Vincentian DJs paired with DJs from Kanawan and also Barbados as well.
Dawson says the local businesses and artisans will benefit significantly from the influx of visitors to the island.
The festival has always contributed. This year, what we are aiming to do, as I said, is our new mandate, we are giving back to the community. In terms of the economic spend, there are repeat visitors that come to St. Vincent once they know the music festival is on. What we are actually doing this year too as well, we're doing late night ferry run. So that means that people on the mainland can actually, so people include that is locals and visitors alike, can get on the ferry, come across in the evening, and then they would be assured that they can get back from Bekwe back over to St. Vincent to spend the night. And then if they want to come back the following day, they're more than welcome to again. So that in itself brings about more economic spend for the ferries themselves. More tourists now can come to the island. This is our first year doing this, so it is now to look at the visitor experience and to create this new product as well, where visitors now can come to the island. They can stay in St. Vincent, but know that they can come across to Bekwe, experience the festival, and then go back to the shores of St. Vincent.
Deputy Director of the Bekwe Musical Festival, Kirk Dawson. Dawson is inviting persons to the Bekwe Music Festival, which is known to celebrate not just music, but also unity, culture, and the beauty of Bekwe. I'm Johnny P. Straker with today's special report.